Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
In a graduation ceremony in Sidcup, 17 new law enforcement officers received their badges on Friday, June 23rd. The ceremony was closed to the public, but anyone who is interested can watch a video recording on the Alaska State Troopers Facebook page. You'll find a link on the story at RadioKenai.com. Congratulations to these latest new law enforcement officers who have just graduated from the Alaska Law Enforcement Academy, said Governor Mike Dunleavy. Thank you so much for your commitment to serve and protect Alaskans across the state and for the positive difference your service will make to future generations of Alaska. Graduating recruits completed more than 1,000 hours of training over the course of 17 weeks of basic Alaska law enforcement training. Schooling included intensive instruction on law enforcement-related topics, physical fitness, and many scenario-based exercises designed to prepare entry-level police officers and troopers for successful careers in Alaska law enforcement. The addition of these highly trained officers will make Alaska a safer place for everyone, said Department of Public Safety Commissioner James Cockrell. The Alaska Law Enforcement Training Academy's world-class training will serve as Alaska's newest officers well as they progress through the field training and throughout their careers, ensuring public safety across our great state. Department of Public Safety Commissioner James Cockrell.
You're starting today as a law enforcement officer, and you'll be a law enforcement officer 24/7. You're going to be the leaders of your communities. They're going to look up to you. They're going to ask you for advice.
Cockrell went on to say about the duties of an officer in the state of Alaska.
So you are the protector, the guardian of our citizens of our state. So please be firm, fair, and consistent as you enforce the law. The law applies to everybody the same way, regardless of sex, race, or sexual orientation. You should treat with everybody with respect and leave them with their dignity when everything's over.
To see a full list of the graduates, just visit the story at RadioKenai.com. Trooper recruits will soon begin their first duty assignments in either Fairbanks, Soldana, or the Matsu Valley and begin 12-week field training and evaluation program. All trooper recruits are expected to develop to the point of being able to perform all law enforcement functions independently. If successful, the trooper recruits will be promoted to the rank of trooper upon completion of the probationary period, generally 12 months from the start of the academy. To provide youth anglers 15 years of age and younger additional opportunity to harvest king salmon returning to the Seward Lagoon, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is extending the season of youth-only fishery in Seward through 11:59 p.m. Sunday, July 16th. The Seward Lagoon and waters draining out of the Seward Lagoon outfall stream remain closed to anglers 16 years of age and older. The Seward Lagoon is stocked annually with king salmon to provide opportunity for young anglers. King salmon are trickling into the lagoon, extending the season is warranted so young anglers can continue to have the opportunity to fish for them. Try using a canoe or kayak as shore access can be limited at the lagoon, say the area management biologist Brittany Blaine Roth. This location is a terminal fishery and is not used for hatchery broodstock, nor is there any natural reproduction, and we would like to see these fish caught by youth anglers. Adults can assist youth anglers, but the fish becomes part of the bag limit of the angler who hooks the fish. Each youth angler is allowed a bag limit of 2 fish per day. King salmon that are 20 inches or greater must be recorded on a harvest record card and count towards the Kenai Peninsula Area annual limit of 5 king salmon. Youth anglers can use bait or lures. Snagging is not allowed in fresh waters. For full details, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan on Thursday took aim at a threat to Alaska fishermen and the Alaska seafood industry, attempting to address the continued import of Russian seafood into the U.S. Despite there being a prohibition in place, Senator Sullivan attempted to expedite passage of his recently introduced U.S.-Russian Federation Seafood Reciprocity Act of 2023. For more on this story, just visit our website at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.